Thank you for standing by, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the results for the third quarter 2011 call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Mr. Dominik Libicki. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, operator. Welcome everyone to the quarterly results of Cyfrowy Polsat. We are proud to present you the results for Q3 of 2011. I dare to say exceptionally good results in both segments, DTH and broadcasting. Let me start with the most important events of the Q3. First of all, we launched commercially internet in the newest mobile technology long-term evolution. Not only the best and fastest mobile internet, but also the most affordable in the Polish market. In the first week of September, we had first in the history of our pay-per-view, 2 years history, big sport events, which we broadcasted and sold in that technique. And we are proudly saying that 200,000 of our customers decided to pay and watch this event, despite the fact that in the same time, this fight was broadcasted on the free-to-air channel RTL Schweiz, which is in our channel lineup as well. Two new things in our offer, 320 gigabyte hard drive, which we started to sell to our customers, which enable to upgrade existing HD set-top boxes, zappers, to the PVR functionality, and multi-room paid service enabling our subscriber to watch on the two TVs the same programming, which we believe will have the positive impact on ARPU, because it stimulates the sales of the higher tiers, and in the lower tiers it's pay service. Since the beginning of the HD deployment, we managed to cross the benchmark of 1.5 million households with HD set-top box. And last but not least, we concluded the agreement concerning acquisition of 100% of shares of InfoTV. This is the company which has in its possession unique frequency, which is in line with our strategy of distribution of the content for the mobile devices. We plan to make it to present this service to you at the end of Q1 and the commercial launch in Q2 of 2012. More details, as I said, coming. In Polsat Television, we started to broadcast Polish football extra klasa and successfully launched new scheduling for the autumn, which resulted in very good ratings. Number of our DTH subscribers increased by 228,000, and it is more than 3.5 million. It was at the more than 3.5 million at the end of Q3. Now it's a little bit, of course, more. It's close to 3.55 million customers. Number of our MVNO users, almost all postpaid, is 136,000. And at the end of Q3, we had 54,000 of internet users. Of course, the number of the internet users is limited. The potential of this product with the coverage of the country with the network, which is maintained by and constructed by Moviland. Our ARPU is constantly growing in both segments. Family package ARPU was 44.7 Polish zloty, and the mini package ARPU was at the level of 13.8. We managed to stabilize the churn. It was 9.4% at the end of Q3. Of course, it's annualized churn. Audience share of all channels of Telewizja Polsat, 13 channels, at the end in the Q3 was at the level of 21.2%. It means almost 10% growth. TV advertising market increased by 2.2%, and TV advertising market share of Polsat Television, it was 23.7%. On slide number 7, you can see that the most important factor determining the growth of the platform, two of them, are under control. We still are very effective in gross addition, 337,000 in first 9 months. To remind you, our TV business is cyclical. Usually about 55% gross sales happen in first 3 quarters, 45% in Q4. And the churn, which because the net addition is a function of gross addition minus churn, which, as I said, was under control due to the high level of customer satisfaction and efficient retention programs. On annual basis, our subscriber base increased by 228,000 and crossed the benchmark of 3.5 million. Close to 80% of our customers is in our family and premium packages, with the churn in this tier at the level of 10%, and about 20-21% of our customers in mini package, with the churn a little bit over 6%. On slide number 9, we present the breakdown of the churn I just mentioned in the function of time. And maybe it's important to stress out what is, again, what I usually, I used to say a few times, that natural churn for our platform is between 10 and 11%. This spectacular, I dare to say, achievement of going to the level of 9.54, it was thanks to extremely effective actions we managed to take in last quarter. In our budgeting exercise for 2012, I think again we'll go with the churn at the level of between 10.5 and 11. Family package ARPU reached 44.7 Polish zloty, but it is including 80 grosze coming from one of the pay-per-view payment for boxing gala Adamek Klitschko. 13.8 is the ARPU of mini package. Here the impact of one-off was much lower, only 20 grosze. But if we look at the level of the growth of the ARPU from Q3 2010 till now, it's more than 2.5 grosze on 2.5 zloty in the mini package. That's thanks to the transfer of the customer base from mini to mini HD, and mini package, to remind you, was at 9.9. We closed that product, and mini HD is priced 14.9, If we bear in mind that 14.9 is the price including VAT, it looks like we are almost there with the upgrade of our customers to mini HD. TV broadcasting segment, I'm very proud that TV Polsat again was the only one media group in Poland to increase this audience share. This is for the second or even third consecutive quarter in last year, plus 10% in this respective period. TVN audience share dropped by 2% and TVP group by 14%. That's main.
Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator. I'm sorry, we have some technical issues. We got disconnected, so I hope I'm back online and everyone can hear me. I think we got disconnected when I was saying about the audience share of Telewizja Polsat in Q3. So again, audience share increased by 10% to 21.2, and we are the only media group in Poland which achieved positive trend on the audience share, plus 10%. It was thanks to both main channel, which improved its leader position with the 15.9% of the audience share in Q3, as well as the growth of our thematic channel, 5.3%, only 1% behind our main competitor, TVN. In 9 months of 2011, the trend was very similar. Again, we are the only media group to grow, plus 9% versus minus 2 in TVN and minus 10 in TVP group. Of course, it's 16.4%. All day, which is the currency in the Polish market. The main channel performed again very well, 16.2% and 4.4%. This was the all 9 months audience share of our thematic channel. TV sponsoring and advertising market declined in Q3 by 1%. Revenues from advertising of TV Polsat Group, however, increased by 1% in Q3, and we had 23.7% of the market share. Maybe it's a good moment to say what is our view on the rest of this year. We expect markets also to decline in Q4. However, because the growth was significant in the first quarter of 2011, we believe that the whole year will be closed at the level of the low single-digit growth. In 9 months of 2011, the TV advertising and sponsoring market grew by 2.7%, and for the second consecutive quarter, our market share in the we grew two times faster than the market, 5.8%, reaching 22.7% in the market share. All these very good operational results has its very, very positive impact on our financial profile. Our revenue grew to 616 million. Of course, this increase in revenue is mainly resulting from consolidation of TV Polsat Group. EBITDA was at the level of almost 200 million. EBITDA margin 31.9 and the net loss -62 million due to financial costs primarily resulting from the valuation of senior notes denominated in euro. However, in order to show you how sound is our business and to give you the chance to compare apples to apples, on the slide number 16, we presented also Travel Polestar's business, and I'm very happy to say that this was the best quarter in the history of our company. For the first time, the revenues, quarterly revenues, exceeded 400 million zloty on the DTH business, 416 from the individual clients. EBITDA margin was the highest quarterly EBITDA in our history, 142 million, with a very sound EBITDA margin, 34.2%. It's worth maybe to mention that this EBITDA margin of the group, 31.9, already includes the synergies which we quantified when we announced the transaction of acquisition of Telewizja Polsat. To remind you, we said in that very moment that we expect our EBITDA margin to grow for the incremental 2 percentage points in 2 years' time. After two quarters, we managed to deliver 1.5 percentage point of the EBITDA in only half year. So I'm very confident that promise which we publicly announced will be fulfilled sooner than in 2 years. And now I would like to hand the floor to Tomasz Szelong to present our financial results.
Thank you, Dominik. As the introduction, I would like to remind you that our reporting is done in two segments of activities, namely retail business segment, and this is the old Cyfrowy Polsat, and TV broadcasting and production segment, which is the old Telewizja Polsat. Slides number 18 and 19 are introductory ones. On slide number 18, you can see that on the revenue side, there are new elements connected with TV Polsat consolidation, which are advertising and sponsorship revenue and revenue from cable and satellite operators. When you analyze our revenues, they increased by 250 million, not only as a result of TV Polsat consolidation, but also as a growth in our subscriber base and ARPU of the old Cyfrowy Polsat. There are also new elements on the cost side due to TV Polsat consolidation, namely cost of internal and external TV production, the amortization of sport rights, and amortization of purchased film licenses. Costs without depreciation increased much less than our revenues, which had a very positive impact on our EBITDA. EBITDA reached the level of nearly 200 million and EBITDA margin close to 32%. When you analyze our cost, you can see that some of the cost categories increased mainly as a result of TV Polsat consolidation. I'm talking here about transmission costs, salaries, technical costs, and similar costs. Our net profit was impacted by final costs connected with TV Polsat acquisition, as Dominik described before. It is connected with accounting revaluation of bonds denominated in euro, 350 million. On slide number 19, we prepared 9 months results in synthetic form. Later on during the presentation, I will analyze in more details quarter results, but 9 months results you can find in the appendix. Our revenues in the first 9 months reached the level of 1,656,000,000, and costs increased much less than revenues, reached the level of 1,118,000,000, As a result, our EBITDA was at a very high level of 538 million and EBITDA margin close to 33%. On slide number 20, the revenue structure in the third quarter of 2011. Our revenues grew by 68%, mainly as a result of TV Polsat consolidation, but when you exclude TV Polsat, revenues increased by 14%, and it was due to an increase in retail subscription revenues. On the circle graph, you can see that 66% of our revenues came from retail subscription, which proves, I will underline it again, very stable business model Cyfrowy Polsat has, where there's a dominant role of geographically diversified revenues from retail subscription. What is important, these revenues from retail subscriptions are still increasing by 16% on the quarterly basis, and for the first time, as Dominik underlined again, as well, they exceeded 400 million zlotys. Advertising and sponsorship revenue were 169 million, revenue from cable and satellite operator fees 22 million, and sale of equipment 3 million, and this is the trend of leasing set-top boxes instead of selling them. And other revenues increased by 8 million, and the whole growth is resulted by TV Polsat consolidation. On slide number 21, you can find cost structure, and first of all, there is a negative foreign exchange effect of 4.2 million, and when you see at the graph, circle graph, you can find our cost structure as a very diversified one, and only one cost category exceeds 20%, and these are programming costs of 22% share. On the left-hand side graph, you've got different cost categories. I will start with programming costs. You can see that they are on a very stable level, which is connected mainly with the renegotiation of our programming license contracts, and as a result, there's a positive impact of this negotiation. Cost of internal and external TV production and amortization of sport rights reached a level of 82 million. Then we've got distribution, marketing, customer relation management, and retention costs. They increased by 10%. This growth was connected with our organic growth of the business, particularly in terms of call center costs and retention costs. Depreciation and amortization and impairment allowance increased by 26 million, and I would say that 50% of this increase was connected with leasing of set-top boxes and 50% of TV Polsat consolidation. Salaries and employee-related costs increased by 15 million, and this is only connected with TV Polsat consolidation, because in Cyfrowy Polsat, this cost decreased on the quarterly basis as a result of M-Punkt restructuring, and it had a positive impact on salaries in the third quarter of 2011. Other costs increased by 20 million, and mainly as a TV Polsat consolidation. As each quarter, I would like to say some comments about bad debt provisions. Some of our activities I described also in the previous quarter had positive effects both in the second and third quarter of 2011. Some of our initiatives we introduced during the second and third quarter will have some lead time, and probably beginning from the next year, 2012, we will see positive effects as well. And talking about fourth quarter, I would say that usually on the historical basis there are higher done in the third quarter, and we plan also to set up all terminations in fourth quarter. We don't want to postpone them into the first quarter of 2012. That's why for financial modeling, I would assume that in the fourth quarter of 2011, bad debt provisions will be on the similar level than in the first quarter of 2011. On slide number 22, similar to the previous quarter, we analyze which segments contributed to our results on the revenue and EBITDA side. You can see that retail business segment on the revenue side contributed by nearly 52 million and TV broadcasting and production segment 225 million. Of course, it is connected with the fact that comparable data are without TV Polsat. And on the EBITDA side, 38 million comes from retail business segment and nearly 55 from TV broadcasting and production segment. Beginning from slide number 23 and on slide number 24, as in the previous quarters, we prepared for you TV Polsat results on a standalone basis. Revenues on the in the third quarter of 2011 of Telewizja Polsat increased by 13 million as a result of increasing revenues from cable and satellite operator fees and advertising and sponsorship revenue. On the cost side, we do not compare apples with apples, and we put some reasons why. It is connected mainly with the fact that in September 2011, we had some cost categories that didn't happen in September 2010, and I'm talking here about our talent show Must Be the Music and Polish Ekstraklasa, Polish Premiership rights. And on top of that, both European volleyball championships, men's and women's, happened in September. And last year we had World Championship. One happened in September and the second one in October. As a result, it had some negative impact on our EBITDA on the quarterly basis, and EBITDA was 6 million lower in the third quarter of 2011 on the yearly basis. And slide number 24, in the first 9 months, everything is in line and our revenues are growing much faster, much quicker than our costs. As a result, it had positive impact on our EBITDA, which reached a level of 238 million and EBITDA margin close to 31%. On slide number 25, we analyzed cash flows in the first 9 months of 2011. We started the year with 28 million. Cash flow from operating activities reached the level of 245 million, and it was nearly 2.5 times more in comparison to last year. SFA and bridge facility agreement, it was 2.8 million. What is important, at the end of the third quarter, we did not utilize revolving facility, and at the moment we also do not utilize it. Acquisition of TV Polsat, it was 2.337, and this is the price paid for TV Polsat minus cash that was at that time in the company. We issued the bonds, and this is 1.372. During this period, we repaid some loans, particularly bridge, and also first two tranches of SFA, and also all overdrafts of TV Polsat, Cyfrowy Polsat Technology, and M-Punkt. Payments of interest and cost of obtaining financing reached the level of 200 million. In terms of capital expenditures, 42 million, and if you calculate the CAPEX versus revenues indicator, you will receive 2.5%, which proves a low CAPEX consuming business model of Cyfrowy Polsat Group. And we close the third quarter with the cash in hand of 364 million, and at the moment this cash exposure exceeds even 400 million. On slide number 26, there are items below EBITDA, and very important points I will raise here. EBITDA was 196 million, depreciation and amortization close to 50 million, and foreign exchange differences were 163 million, and majority of that, of 145 million, comes from revaluation of bonds we mentioned at the beginning of our presentation, and as a result, it had negative impact on our net profit. What is important here, net interest cost, excluding hedging, reached a level of nearly 60 million. And maybe some comment about taxes. We created deferred taxes, and they will be utilized from future profits. We've got 5 years for that due to Polish law, but definitely I think we will be able to utilize it much quicker. And last but not least, financial indebtedness, our main indicator and covenant, namely net debt to EBITDA, was at a very safe level of 3.06 times. Just to remind you, we've got more than 30% cushion here, because covenant was at the level of 4.5 times. What is important here, total debt in our balance sheet was 2,796 million, net debt 2,432 million, and comparable 12 months EBITDA on the pro forma basis was nearly 800 million. As you probably remember, when we announced the transaction and put 2010 pro forma EBITDA, it was 717. Then at the end of June, we had 769, and now there is still improvement in this profitability indicator, close to 800. In terms of currency structure of the debt, there is 55% debt in euro and 45% in Polish zlotys. And in terms of ratings, there's attractive rating levels, level of both Standard & Poor's and Moody's with stable outlook. And we are in touch with rating agencies, and everything is in line. We are delivering what we discussed with them 6-7 months ago, and the stable outlook is still in place. Thank you very much, operator. Now we are ready to take the questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 and wait for your name to be announced. To cancel that request, just press the hash key. That's star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star 1 if you would like to ask a question. There are no questions at this time, sir. Please continue.
So thank you very much, and I hope to have a chance to speak with you again when we present annual results. It will be mid-March. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.